Lady Diva Live Radio. Here I am, Brenda Moss, on air. Phone lines are open. Please do call in. I have with me Kiana the Artist on her newest edition book, which is called Why Won't We Tell? Why Won't We Listen? Kiana, are you with me?
Hello, everybody.
All right. And thank you for coming on my platform. Where are you calling from?
Thank you for having me. Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, the ATL. All right, that's my biggest fans over there in the ATL. Tell us all about yourself and your journey and your writing skills on poetry and your other talented skills. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. My name is Kiana the Artist. I am a spoken word artist, author, speaker, and dancer. My journey in writing, when I was 15 years old, I started writing when I was 15 years old based on domestic violence from my mom. And that was my, poetry was my escape. And from there, I've been writing ever since I was 15. So I'm glad for this new journey. And also, I'm an unknown artist around the world, and I'm glad to be on the radio today.
Wow, and thank you for that information. So, tell us about this new edition book, Why Won't We Tell, Why Won't We Listen? Briefly tell us what you want the readers to get out of this book here.
Yes, this book is about bullying, low self-esteem, spiritual poems, healing poems, and the most book about the book is Looking Into the Mirror. And the reason why you're looking into the mirror is you're telling yourself you're not a victim. You're not a victim of yourself. Sometimes in life when we're being bullied or examined of, okay, you're not this, you're that, or you're not good enough, you're not great enough. But when you look in the mirror, you're telling yourself, I'm better than what people tell me that I am.
Right. And we need that inspiration. It seems like an increasing number of bullying for elementary children, and especially black children. How do you feel about what's going on to the youngest of the children, and they're even committing suicide? How do you feel about that?
I can feel the same pain because when I was younger, I was bullied and picked on when I was younger. So it was most of you always alone, you always in that cocoon thinking, okay, do I have friends? Do I don't have any friends? Or, you know, is somebody out there that's going to help me and stuff like that? But when I got older, you can have it in a workplace as well. But at the same time, you know yourself, okay, I should have one friend or a few friends, you know, but at the same time, it's more of your self-inflection of, you know, what can you do to help yourself get better? You know, reading books, reading poetry, doing little festivals, workshops, things that help you develop yourself.
So. Right, right. And thank you for that information. Thank you. In which a lot of folks are hungering to find themselves. You don't necessarily have to have a friend to find yourself. You can find yourself on your own. I was bullied myself. That's why I was so interested in having you on my platform about that book. I want to thank you so much. You have any book signing events coming up? In the near future?
Not this moment, but in the near future, I will sometime this year. I have some that was canceled last month, but at the same time, I have two events here in Atlanta, Jonesboro, Georgia. I'm actually doing a workshop there, and I will be performing at the Dream Collection Film Art Festival that's here also in Norcross, Georgia. So those two events that will be happening this year. So.
Wow. Well, thank you for that information. All right. So can you throw a couple of lines of your poetry, your words, your lyrics, I guess referring to the book?
Yes.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Dark side, many two secrets to many dark side, dark side, dark side, too many secrets, too many lies, dark sides.
All right, well, thank you for that. Thank you. All right, so tell us about your other talented skill. You say you do Christian dance. What type of dance is that? Can you explain?
Yes, I mime and I do Christian hip hop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen Christian hip hop.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if anybody wanted to see you in action, where can they see you do this at?
Some of the venues that I have, one is I'm familiar with Lady V Allen Production, which they have open mics every third Saturday in Atlanta, Georgia. I am with them this every month. And then other places I have different venues when they come available.
Okay. All right. And can you go ahead and give your website information and social media information so folks that are listening can follow up with you? Go ahead.
Yes. You can reach me at Keyana the Artist, KEYANA-THEARTIST. Everything is Keyana the Artist.
All right, and thank you for that information. So tell us, do you have any future projects you want to tell us about or tease us about? Is there going to be another book or anything?
Not at this moment, but under construction.
Okay.
But it should be another one coming out soon. But my biggest project I will be focusing on is the Dream Collection Film Art Festival. Which will be in May. So I'm willing to do that one. And some future ones is in Augusta as well. So and just follow me, Keyana the Artist, then I'll be able to connect with you.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. So what is your motivation, Keyana the Artist? That motivation that makes you wake up each day and get right into doing your thing. What is that motivation that keeps you sparked?
What keeps me motivated when I close my eyes and I believe not only in myself, believe in the world, that we all have a voice and one day our voice will be heard.
Right. Thank you for that information. I also like to ask you your YouTube channel. Can you give your YouTube channel information so people can follow up with some of your videos?
Yes, it's also Keyana the Artist, KeyanaTheArtist, Keyana the Artist.
All right, thank you for that information. Now, I'd like for you to give the name of the other two, three books that you have out. And
yes,
where can they find your books at on the internet?
Yes, my first book is Power Virtuous Woman. And the second one is Amazing Artist by God's Glory. And all three of those in Why We Won't Tell versus Why Anyone Listens, it's the third book. You can find every three books on Amazon. One is two are Kindle, and the other two is paperback.
Right. All right, and thank you for that information. So I'd like to ask you, what is that ultimate desire of what you wish the readers to get out of this new book?
This new book that I finished is looking yourself in the mirror. Imagine yourself being this person that, even though you've been bullied or domestic violence or sex trafficking or rape or anything like that, it doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man, just letting you know that you are special and that you are somebody in this world. That's my only two things.
Yes. Well, thank you for that information. So when people go through a trauma or had a bad experience, how do you say to them, take that experience and turn into a positive energy? How would you say that?
In one of my poems, amazing. I like that poem because God created a lot of things on this earth amazing. So when you see yourself, let yourself know you are amazing.
All right. Thank you for that. I would like to ask you at this time, you're more welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in your journey in your writing. Go right ahead, Keyana the Artist.
Yes, I am with Dress for Success Atlanta. They helped me become who I am. The Real Women Atlanta Magazine, right here in Atlanta, Georgia. They're working with women around the world. And Lady V and Ally Pole Production, that helps artists come on a platform and do their art. Either it's poetry, rapping, singing, juggling, you name
it.
But I'm glad that Lady V. Ellen Production give artists platform here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Right. I might have to come down there and surprise you. Thank you for that information. Wow.
Let's give them
an applause and keep supporting you on your journey. How about that?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're coming to a close. Can you go ahead and give your website information and your social media again, please, and where they can find your book?
Oh, yes. You can find me, Keyana the Artist, KeyanaTheArtist. And you can find my books on Amazon.
All right. Thank you for that information. And is there any other information you want to give at this time?
All I can say is just be amazing.
Any words of encouragement for those that are suffering in the world today? Any advice, spiritual message you want to give right now?
I could do my poem, Amazing.
Go right ahead.
Amazing. The full of life is amazing. The amazing of grace, the amazing of love, the beauty, the touch, the laugh, the song, God is amazing. You can wake up and talk. That's amazing. You can go to school. That's amazing. We all have gifts and talents. That's amazing. Today, God is amazing for showing us purpose through him. That's amazing.
Oh, yes. Amazing. Amen. I love that, Kiana. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, everyone. That's Kiana the artist. Look her up. Follow her. Get her book on Amazon, everyone. And Kiana, you're always welcome to come back on my platform with new projects that you have. I'll be following you, and I will get that book and encourage persons that are suffering in the world today to take a book and read. Put down the phone, right? Put down the devices,
yes.
Right? And pick up a book and read. Get into Black
yes.
literature and stuff. We need to help our people and help our culture. Not only that, just anyone. And I want to thank you, and you have a blessed evening, Kiana, the artist,
thank
everyone.
You.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and I want you to come back. I'll be following you. And for all the folks that are interested in the jazz music I play, the first song was by Harold Little, Stronger Than Pride, and Layin' Low by Brendan Rothwell. And the next song I'm going to play as we close out our showcase with Kiana the artist is And So It Goes by Ralph Williams Jr. He will be my next guest on my show the next following few days. And I want to thank all my supporters in supporting me for my radio broadcasting. And Kiana, you keep doing what you're doing. We need people like you.
Thank you.
We need you. We need you. And
thank you.
Keep in touch here. Love you. Love your
thank
work.
Thank you.
All
thank
right,
you,
everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for having
everybody,
me.
Everybody, you're welcome. And here's And So It Goes. Thank you, everyone. Everybody have a blessed weekend.